FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
So, who's brought the sunshine in this lunchtime? It's only Sarah. Afternoon, Sarah. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you. Yeah. I mean, you've got a great story to tell.
Yeah.
So, tell me, first of all, who you, what company you're representing today?
So I'm the founder of Crafted Chic Hair, which is a luxury human hair wig brand.
And that's chic, not sheep.
Chic.
Chic, right. Okay, so tell us your story.
I'm kind of wanting to explain my story, bring a little bit of awareness regarding hair loss. So my story started 31 years ago when I was only 10 and I experienced alopecia at a young age. I had alopecia areata. So alopecia is an autoimmune condition which attacks your hair follicles and they fall out, basically. So alopecia areata is patches which you can get of hair loss over the body, and those patches will last anything between 3 months to a year, and then they slowly grow back. But the problem is then you get another patch, and so it's an ongoing problem. As a child, I kind of just coped as best I could by covering those patches, by moving my hair around, changing my hairstyle. Some patches were easier to cover than others, so it wasn't very easy as a child growing up with hair loss, but I did as best I could, and I had a very supportive family helping me through that.
How tough do you think it was then compared to, just say for instance, if you're at school now and gone through that?
I would imagine probably now is even harder because of social media, phones, all these things. You know, children aren't always kind, especially if you've got something that's easily shown to be picked on. So as a child, any problems, they're always highlighted to be terrible, and you know, bullying can happen, unfortunately, for children. So it is a very tough diagnosis for any child, but also for any adult to have, because alopecia can hit at any time of, you know, any age group. There is no age it specifically starts.
The positive is you've gone through all of that and come out the other side, but it's almost like you want to now help people that were in the same situation.
Yes,
as you.
Absolutely, yeah. It's taken me such a long time to get the confidence to share my journey, and so I'm hoping that me sharing allows others to realize that it's not the end of the world. Life will go on. And the crazy thing is 50% of women have some sort of hair loss throughout their life. So it isn't rare. It's actually quite common to experience some sort of hair loss. Hair loss can come from alopecia. It can come from cancer treatments. It can come from hormonal changes and menopause and stress. So it can hit people in lots of different avenues, unfortunately.
But age 10, that's tough, isn't it? So how did you overcome that? How did you... because it must have been really, really hard when people are poking fun and so on. So, I'm guessing you may have got into fights and got into, learned how to look after yourself verbally and physically.
Yeah, I suppose so. I mean, I didn't get into fights as such. I kind of just wiggled through, I suppose, the schooling system and did as best I could.
I love that. Wiggled through.
I'm a people pleaser. So I do, as a child, I did get on with an awful lot of people. But unfortunately, there were moments that has, I suppose, scarred me and stayed with me forever. But in some weird way, I'm quite proud of having alopecia because it has definitely moulded me to be the person I am today, and to be compassionate to others who are experiencing any sort of problems that do make them slightly different. Difference doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with you. It just gives you, your own individual look or style.
So when you say only until a couple of years ago that you managed to sort of, I don't know, come out from behind a shadow and so on and felt good about yourself, what happened? What changed?
So my hair loss has taken two journeys, really. So I had, as I say, alopecia areata for many, many years. At 29, I had my first baby, and my hormones, I suppose, went a little bit bonkers. Women experience hair loss after babies quite regularly. obviously mine took went to a high scale of hair loss, and I lost around 95% of my hair dramatically quickly. So I got thrown into having to look at wigs. I never knew anyone wearing wigs. I didn't know anyone who sold wigs. It was just a world which was something completely different for me. So I remember I ordered my very, very first wig, not knowing anything about hair quality or anything about them really. And it arrived, and I had so much hope and faith that this would just solve all my problems. And I put this wig on, and it was awful, absolutely horrendous. I cried a lot because I had so much hope that this would be, you know, that would help me through my next years or however long this would last. So it was then a journey to work out what was a good wig, what makes a good wig, and what do I need from a wig. So it's took me 12 years to get to where I am today to understand how important a good quality wig is.
I'm looking at you now, and I hope you don't mind me saying this. What are you wearing now?
This is a wig, yeah. This is called the Chloe wig.
You've been here for, I don't know, you've been in the studio now for about a quarter of an hour, and I met you outside, and when you weren't looking at me, I was looking at your hair, and I'm thinking, you cannot tell that that's a wig.
Yeah.
We have come so far, haven't we? Because I'm now thinking of... I don't know whether you remember Jasper Carrot. He used to do a thing called Wiggy.
Yeah.
And always used to make us laugh. And it was meant to make you laugh.
Yeah.
But that's how wigs used to look years ago. You could tell. But I can't tell. Yours looks... it just looks like hair.
Yeah.
It just looks like a hairdo.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it does. So...
Thank you.
It looks fantastic, really. Yeah. Is that one of yours?
Yes, it is. Yeah. So as I say, this is called Chloe on my website. And with my wigs, you can... So I have three systems, if you like. So I have ready to ship wigs that I have already available for you. You can choose from the collection, which is a selection of wigs. You can choose them in different lengths, styles, and then you can actually custom make your own wig. So you can send me a picture, or we can talk it through, and we can design that for you. I actually am also a trained hairdresser, so I fully understand how to colour, cut, style hair. So it gives me an added advantage to be able to help ladies through that process to make sure they feel exactly how they want to. And I always recommend, especially on your first wig, to basically choose a wig that is almost identical to what your hair would be, so that you instantly just feel like yourself, because that's the most important part of wigs. And wigs are there to give that confidence that you are, you know, lacking from having hair loss, so you can get out there and enjoy life.
Wow, you must be a godsend for a lot of ladies.
Yeah, I like to think so.
And one thing that I get from you, there's a lovely warmth, and I'm guessing that you need that because you've been through it, and you'll know how other people are going to feel.
Yeah.
So you can assist them really well. So do they all get a name?
All the wigs get a name. Right. Yeah, there's one called the Sarah wig.
The what wig?
The Sarah wig. Yeah, Sarah after wig, myself. Right. Yeah, but you know, they all have a name, so they can be identified.
I thought you said celery.
Oh no, that'd look a bit funny.
So you've got the Sarah wig.
Yeah, there all is right. The Sarah wig.
Oh, and wow.
But yeah, no, it's very important for me that people feel comfortable with me, because they are opening up something that's usually very personal and private to them. I, over the years, which is again one of the reasons I've chose to start Crafted Chic Hair, I have experienced companies that unfortunately haven't provided that service, that care, the consideration that is needed. And I've had some negative experience, which when you're in quite a dark place, that can really throw you, and it's definitely not what you need.
Well, I was just thinking that, just say for instance, a major company, I was going to name a major company, but I'm not going to. If a major company took over a company like yours, they wouldn't have that personal touch.
No.
And with this, it's so important to have that personal touch, I would have thought. Because otherwise, you know, I need to sit here and feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And you telling me that you've been through and feel what I can feel because, you know, I have no hair is something that, well, I can, you know, draw from.
Yeah, absolutely. And I do believe that that is what makes me different to a lot of companies out there. You know, I have the understanding of what it feels like to experience hair loss. And I, again, because of my two-edged coin of hair loss, I've had hair loss which has allowed me to struggle through, but then I've had hair loss that has thrown me into the world of wigs with no choice. So it's given me quite an understanding of how quickly people can lose their hair and how, you know, how much a wig can help. I mean, personally, I think wigs are amazing. I've got wigs in different colours and lengths that I use. And I love being able to go out there and wear a different style different on different days and look different. And it's great fun.
There's some people that would think, oh, you're so lucky because,
yeah.
You know, I don't have the time to go to the hairdressers.
Yeah.
Hey, just get a Sarah, just whip your Sarah on.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And you're away, or a Chloe.
The interesting thing is that you say that is actually an awful lot of celebrities these days actually do choose to wear wigs because of that reason, because they want to change up their image very, very quickly without damaging their hair and going to sit in the salon for hours. So they just pop a wig on. And they're good to go for the day.
So we've come a long way when it comes to the world of wigs then.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what changed?
I think just the need for them changed, and the focus on what was important within a wig. It's unfortunately though with wigs, they still have a bit of a stigma to them. They're seen to be sort of these terrible things still for a lot of people, and a lot of people would hate to think that they wear a wig. They wouldn't want to admit it to people, which is a shame. And it's funny because hair extensions, people will go and get those done and they'll shout about the fact they've got hair extensions in their hair. So what's the difference? And that's something that I'm really determined to sort of push wigs forwards and change their image and what people feel of them.
Good for you. Honestly, good for you. I think this is such a wonderful story. So what would you go back and tell yourself age 10 now? Now you're in a more control of your life and your feelings and so on. You've come through the other side. And you go back, and what would you say to your 10-year-old self?
It's a good question, and I think I'd just sort of give myself a cuddle and say it's all going to be okay. And you know, I'm a big believer of things are meant to be for a reason, and I believe that I've got alopecia and experienced all these problems in my life to then go and support other people and help them through their journeys. Life is tricky, you know, and we all have lots of different avenues that will hit us, that will shock us and be very hard at that moment. But we can always get through those moments, and the people around you to support you will change that for you and hopefully make it easier.
Now, we talked off air about, is it Gail McKenna?
Yeah.
I think it was Gail McKenna.
Yeah.
And she was, years ago, she was on the cover of many a magazine. She was in so many TV programmes. She had such a career. And then, you know, you read of her career going down the pan. Life has been really cruel. And she's now struggling financially and so on. I think I'm right in saying that career went down purely and simply because of hair.
Yes.
And you look at that and you think, wow, it plays such a major part. But there you are with not answers, but reasons to carry on, reasons to put a smile on your face and say, hey, look, it is going to be okay, like you just said to your former self, you know. And I think that's wonderful, but I really feel sorry for Gail McKenna, and I feel like there ought to be some shame pushed towards certain people that didn't feel that she was right for the job anymore, or because of her hair.
It's a huge shame. The hair loss is starting to be spoken about an awful lot more. I've noticed a lot of ladies going on to This Morning, and it's in the newspaper a lot more. It's definitely something that awareness is starting to become spoken about, and I think that's really important, because as I say, so many women do suffer with their hair loss, that it's the more we talk, the more people are going to be open about it, and the more you're open about it, the better you feel. And I learned that the hard way, because it took me an incredibly long time of my life to be able to talk about it. And by releasing that off my shoulders, I suppose, it's made me feel so much better about myself and my confidence. And I think at the end of the day, if you can build your confidence up and understand that you are okay, just because you experience hair loss, you are still okay, then that's the most important part. And I think, you know, as I say, wigs have given me a life that, if I'm honest, I didn't know if I'd ever get my life back after going through that hair loss so dramatically, especially after that first wig. I kind of remember looking in the mirror thinking, crikey, is this really my future? Because I don't know how I'm going to get through this. So if, and I look back at that person to where I am now, you know, wigs have given me, they've given me my life back, and it's amazing.
Yeah, but the take that a step further, you're giving other people their life back as well.
Yeah.
And that's what's the lovely thing about this story. It really is. Thank you for coming in and sharing it.
I think it's
one of the nicest stories that I've heard in a long time, because, you know, that one thing that you're giving back, and you know how those people are going to be thinking and feeling and so on. And I think that's brilliant. How do people get hold of you? If people want to talk, if people want to, you know, come and see, how do they, you know, how it all works?
Yeah. So obviously I have a website, which is www.craftedchichair.com. So you can find all my details on there. I'm on Instagram and Facebook, so people can find me through there. And I have email address and phone number that they can make contact with. I do consultations, which are free, so they can do that. They can do it face-to-face, online, over the phone. It's whatever people feel comfortable with. Everybody, again, feels very, very different with this, and some people don't have the confidence to face you, even if they know that you're there just to support them. So I'm just here to do whatever everyone feels comfortable and what they need.
Well, I would feel comfortable. Sit down with you and feel comfortable, purely and simply because you've been there, done it, bought the t-shirt, and that's an inspiration to me. So well done for that, and thank you for coming in and sharing your story. Anything else you want to add before you go? I want to ask you another cheeky question, if I may. So you've talked about the Chloe and you've talked about the Sarah. What others do you have?
So there's one called Belle, and then I'm trying to think.
Go on, what's the Belle?
Belle is slightly shorter, but again, you can have them at different lengths. But it's a rooted, highlighted hair. You've got Billy, who's like a blonde, and then you've got a shorter version of the Chloe. So there are lots of different ones out there, and I've recently actually just cut on my Instagram. You can see lots of different videos that I do. I wear all of the wigs so you can see what they all look like, and I've recently cut one of my old wigs for a bit of fun into a really, really short style with a fringe, to show that fringes can be cut into wigs. Basically, with human hair wigs, you can have whatever you need and want. There's nothing that we can't do.
Wow. I've got one more question. I'm inquisitive. Okay. How do you wash them?
Just as normal. You do need to be very careful with how you look after the wigs, because they are an investment. Human hair wigs of a good quality are not cheap. So again, it's something that I talk through with people when they're purchasing a wig, is how to care for them. So you do need to look for the right products. You need sulfate free shampoos and conditioners, and there's lots of other things that you can do, but you would wash them as normal. You wouldn't wash them as often, so you would probably, depending on how often you use them, every sort of 2 weeks, and let them air dry. But yeah, you can style them, heat style them, curl them, straight them, whatever you wish.
And I would imagine you're sitting down talking to a client, you're now going to be telling these are the sorts of questions they're going to ask you anyway.
Absolutely.
And you're going to feel so comfortable, you peeps out there, you really will. So just give us those details again.
So the website is www.craftedchichair.com. And then I'm on Instagram, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook, all the pages you can find me, and you can see lots of different videos and photos on there.
Wonderful. Thank you for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Cheers.